Good morning, it's 6:19. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. In the NFL, the Chiefs will make a second straight appearance at the Super Bowl after defeating the Bills in the AFC title game last night, 38-24. Patrick Mahomes threw for 325 yards and three touchdowns, primarily to Travis Kelce and Tyreek Hill. Josh Allen, for his part, finished with 287 yards passing, two touchdowns, and an interception, but a big chunk of his numbers came as the Bills tried to rally in the final minutes. Tom Brady is also heading back to the Super Bowl for the 10th time in his career, only this time with the Buccaneers, who took down the Packers in the NFC Championship yesterday, 31-26. This will be Tampa Bay's first Super Bowl since 2002, and they'll be the first team to play it in their own stadium come February 7th. In the NBA yesterday, the Celtics pounded the Cavaliers 141-103, the Trailblazers bested the Knicks 116-113, the Raptors beat the Pacers 107-102, the Spurs downed the Wizards 121-101, and the Clippers outscored the Thunder 108-100. In women's college basketball, UAlbany topped New Hampshire 63-50, Clemson upset number 23 Syracuse in overtime 86-77, and St. Louis held off UMass 63-52. In men's college basketball, UAlbany crushed New Hampshire 83-64, and Davidson defeated UMass 69-60. In the NHL, the Sabres edged the Capitals in a shootout 4-3, the Devils blanked the Islanders 2-0, the Penguins rallied to beat the Rangers 3-2, the Blackhawks destroyed the Red Wings 6-2, and the Maple Leafs bested the Flames 3-2. Longtime Toronto captain and Hockey Hall of Famer George Armstrong has died at age 90. Armstrong spent 12 of his 21 seasons with the Maple Leafs, winning four Stanley Cups in the 1960s. He was one of the first players of Indigenous descent to play professional hockey. Lastly, in MLB news, the Yankees have acquired right-hander Jameson Taillon from the Pirates for four prospects. The 29-year-old Taillon hasn't pitched since May 2019 following his second Tommy John surgery. He is 29 and 24 with a 3.67 ERA over four major league seasons. The deal makes it less likely the Yankees will re-sign Masahiro Tanaka, who became a free agent. I'm Jesse King.